Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Ryan joining us. If you've been shopping at all for school supplies, you know that inflation is still very much with us. Jim, you know, because schools in Texas are already going back, right?
Yes. A lot of the public schools began yesterday, and they'll continue staging it out for the next couple of weeks, albeit Uvalde, when those classes resume on September 8th. So, yeah, it's kind of a staggered restart schedule for the classes. But everybody, whether the classes already have started or they don't start for a couple of days, is feeling the pinch, the inflationary pinch. The National Retail Federation says that about 38% of consumers are cutting back in other spending areas just so that they can cover the costs associated with sending their kids either back to school or back to college. Back to college costs are higher even relative to last year than back to school costs for kids in kindergarten through high school. So certainly something to watch for as consumers go out and try to make ends meet while sending their kids back into the classroom.
You know, it's more expensive for just about everything. Are there programs, are there things being done around the country to kind of help parents out, help kids out when factoring in everything you just talked about?
Sure, Brian. And, you know, in some states, I know that they have tax-free weekends that happen. Not sure about New York State, but, you know, they'll offer up a weekend or two weekends even and waive the sales tax, or at least discount items by the amount of the sales tax. And a lot of parents take advantage of that. They go out and buy those specified items that are on the list, you know, the clothing, the backpacks, the things that their kids will need in school, and try to get a bit of a break that way. But beyond that, just there's not much, you know, other than the competition among the retailers to try to attract your spending by running back-to-school specials and sales.
What are they saying the average cost is for, let's say, you know, regular public school education and then for college?
Well, yeah, the average parent sending their kid to elementary through high school, they'll spend about $864 on school supplies. That's 168 more than 2019. They've kind of thrown out the 2020 statistics because it was so weird with COVID going on. So $864 per parent per kid sending their kids back to school. For them sending them back to college, it's more like $1,100.
All right, Jim.
A lot of money.
Wow. Yeah. Eye-popping figures. Jim Ryan joining us live here. Back to school costs through the roof.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.